Jesus dealt quite gently with people, especially the common folks, but there were a certain amount of folks that he was not very gentle with. And it seems like one thing that Jesus could not stand was an outward show of holiness when the heart inside was wicked. Listen to what he said to a group of people, Luke 11, verse 37. And as Jesus spoke, a certain Pharisee begged him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to meal. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and the platter clean, but your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. You fools, did not he that made that which is outside make that which is inside also? But rather do your good deeds of such things as you have inside. And look, all things are clean to you. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over the judgment and the love of God. These ought you to have done, and not let the other go undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like graves which are hidden, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. You see, Jesus was criticized by the Pharisees because he did not ceremonially wash his hands. It wasn't that he ate with unclean hands. He was not ceremonially clean. It was a ritual that they did every time before they ate. And Jesus said to them, look, you're all worried about this outside cleanness, and on the inside you're dirty. And he called them fools and got very harsh with them. You see, Jesus cannot abide a hypocritical show of holiness. And all of us must realize that whatever holiness that we have, it's because of the grace of God. If we are separated apart unto God and we're holy unto Him, it's because God has said that. We have consecrated ourselves, but it is God who makes holy. And an outward display of holiness is worse than worthless, because it gets the ire of God, and it makes Jesus angry when you do that. When you make yourself to be better than other folks, that you make yourself to be so pristine and nice when on the inside we know that we are not right. On the outside we may even act right, but if the inside is full of lust and hatred and greed, then what good is a show of holiness? In fact, it is harmful to your soul. I like the way the young people say it, get real with Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would search me out and know me. Look in my inward parts and see the sin that's in there. See if there's any wicked way in me, Lord, and cleanse me and lead me in the way everlasting. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would receive the sacrifice of myself unto you for this purpose. I'm yours today. Do with me as what you will. Clean me up inside and out so that my outward deeds and the good things that I do are because of what you've done for me on the inside. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.